Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City. Yeah, we feeling good, yeah. We feeling good, yeah. We feeling good, yeah. We're trying to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining Report live from the Brown and Crouppen Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 75. And currently, cousin, it is 39 with clear skies in Raytown.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Protein Day?
Oh, pause. Early pause. Look at that. It's Best Friend Friday. That's what I'm calling it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lord. We back to making up our own holidays.
With that protein mess. I don't know what you're talking about. Everybody, yeah.
You love your protein. I thought you'd be excited.
Pause. Come on, man.
I'm just saying. You know.
I do like me a good piece of chicken.
Yeah.
I do. Speaking of that, Peace Tree, that's on the Soul Food Tour calendar today. We'll talk about that a little later on. What you got in TMG, dog?
The whole Grand Hustle family. They are on 50 Cent's. You know what I mean?
Neck.
Yeah. And Damani dropped the freestyle. The other little boy dropped the freestyle. Everybody did drop the freestyle. And 50 Cent still has not replied. And then Clifton Powell, your man, he actually responds to the backlash surrounding that viral video that he had about a week or two ago.
Oh, boy. Hey, yo, we are hustling, shining on a Best Friend Friday. On Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jazz.
Well, you can't do nothing with me.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You'd like to get all your problems solved today. But despite your best intentions and most diligent efforts, that's unlikely to happen. Nonetheless, there's much progress you can make. So use your time. Push forward with that progress. Do all you can at the highest level you're able to manage. You can successfully address one problem, then another, and then go to work on yet another. You can end the day far ahead of where you started. Rather than feeling overwhelmed by the challenges, choose instead to be inspired by the possibilities and opportunities. A great deal of good, effective work is available for you to do. Today, you have the chance to make a difference. That remains true no matter what has happened, or where you are, or what obstacles you face. Select one of those obstacles, get to work making your way around it, and keep going. Discover again and again the power of putting sustained effort behind your own highest intentions. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 74. It's great to hear. Currently, it is 44 clear skies at the T-Mobile Center.
It is delicious.
The American Next Top Model documentary has been going crazy. Takara Jones, that's your girl. You mention her every single time we talk about America's Next Top Model. Well, she was asked her two cents on how the documentary made her feel.
It was tough. It was tough because it did not line up with my experience. And I don't have anything bad to say about Tyra. Then when I seen that even Yaya wasn't in the documentary, I was like, hey, I'm in good company.
So, it was a lot of people that have been speaking out. Eva has been one of those two that said that was not exactly my experience. But to each his own. I mean,
She got bridges she ain't trying to burn.
I mean, I'm sure. But a lot of these people, too, you have to realize when it comes to reality TV, there's people that's going to have a really good experience. Just like radio. There are people that are going to have certain experiences and some people that's going to be like, I ain't never going back to that. And well, that's okay.
Ain't nobody messing with my wife. But to Carl?
That's fine.
You know she dated your boy.
She's fine.
It makes a lot of sense. I just found this out. I was doing a little Drake.
Very on brand. Oh my God.
Y'all
that brings her down.
No. Yes, don't try to debug.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all fit in the same type of box a little bit.
No, we don't. Yeah. They're made totally different.
All right, cousins, moving on. Damani, if it ain't about Damani. Well, T.I. and the whole Grand Hustle family have been taking shots at 50 Cent, and Damani jumped in and penned a letter to 50 Cent's deceased mother, Miss Jackson.
Oh, God.
Miss Jackson, am I overreacting or is it valid? I wanna have a one-on-one convo about the man you sacrifice your life for so the world could see his talent. He's a legend now, I guess it worked out, but I need some answers. Are you happy with the way he been holding your family name? I need to know, cause I can't sleep at night thinking you died in vain. I think it got to him. People won't tell him because he pained.
Okay, so he took the intellectual route. So,
oh, yeah, well, okay. Yeah, that's how he raps.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know.
You thought he was gonna be like, we pulling up on 24s.
Well, did you hear King?
I did hear a little bit of King.
I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
And that's why we played that one instead.
So,
I saw the video of them doing push-ups. He was smoking a cigarette. I said, what's going on in the house?
You think it's a dirty cigarette.
You're a monster.
I don't know what they got going on. What he said, have you ever seen a roach on your head? What was it? I forgot what he told that little boy.
Have you ever woke up with a roach on your face?
That's what he was. Should 50 Cent respond? Because some people are like, 50 Cent got the whole family bothered.
Moving on. No, absolutely not.
Ain't shit you can do with me.
Hey, yo, what up? It's when your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Today's song. Food tour.
That might have been the best one yet. Ate that up. You dizzy? You dizzy?
No. I'm actually fine. I saved my best to the end.
Okay.
There was one time I was about to pass out on the radio. I'll get to that in a second. We are at Peachtree Buffet. I don't think they're doing a buffet no more. But we had 6800 Eastwood Traffic Way, the Eastwood location, not the 12th Street location. The Eastwood Peachtree is where we are today for the Soul Food Tour. Mm-hmm. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I will be there, cousin, so slide on through. It's probably going to be a line. Okay,
oh, yeah.
This is one of the best ones on the tour. It's probably going to be a line. So, cousin, stay patient. Be patient.
Yeah, we had cousins asking about it yesterday.
I might have to leave the station a little early today. But 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Soul Food Tour going down at Peachtree. I see all my cousins today with your $5.
$5, Buster.
Till 1 p.m. Shout out to Brown and Krupen Law Firm. GetBC.com.
You told us you got to leave early. You trying to send Jeff a message?
Myron, Jeff. Y'all, I'm probably going to be exiting early today.
Myron going to give you that call. Go back to the station.
No, he ain't. He's going to be like, no, I'm going to your remote, man. Go ahead.
Come back after. Just come back after.
So that's where we draw the line.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So no. We're not doing that. You know, speaking of local restaurants, we recently just had an unfortunate passing. Arthur Bryant's Barbecue shared that a cornerstone of the Kansas City restaurant for nearly three decades, Wayne Garrett, passed away. He was a longtime pit master for Arthur Bryant's. And, you know, we always want to send love to our local community.
Absolutely.
So we want to send love, condolences, strength, prayers to the family and friends of Wayne Garrett. We appreciate for everything you've done for Arthur Bryant's and for contributing to the culture of Kansas City. We appreciate you, man. So go ahead and slide on over to Arthur Bryant's, y'all, and maybe get you a little platter or something.
Mm-hmm.
But hold the sauce. Hold the sauce. Love the Arthur Bryant's.
I'm with you when you write.
Hold the sauce. Wayne Garrett, we ain't going to forget you, man. R.I.P.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Mayor Pro Tem Raina Park Shaw
She clapping back. She said yesterday she has not been contacted by the federal investigators following a media report on Wednesday that she is the target of an FBI investigation. And her husband, Michael Shaw, who serves as the city public works director, he is also named in the media report. Well, she went to Instagram, D, and she addressed the haters one at a time.
And for the last 7 years, I have never leveraged my position for personal gain, nor would I ever compromise my integrity or ethical standards. I have not been contacted by any federal officials regarding these accusations. But if contacted, I'm more than happy to fully cooperate with their efforts as I remain strong in my integrity and my code of ethics. But what truly concerns me most is not misleading headlines. It's the timing. At a time when I'm fighting to protect essential city services, preserve violence prevention funding, and continue investing in our community partners who are doing the work, distractions only benefit those who would rather see us step back from the progress that we've made. One thing about me is I've always been authentically myself, centering my work on results and helping those who need it most. I am the same leader who shows up to community meetings, who listens, advocates for working families, and supports our small and local businesses. Misleading headlines aimed at distracting residents will not stop me from continuing the work.
Best way to respond is head on, and it sounds like she did that. So,
and that's that on that.
Yeah. We'll keep you updated if we hear anything else about that, cousins.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
Cousins, man, we appreciate y'all tapping in through the app and listening old school way on your radio, man. Shout out to those who's traveling in Blue Springs right now. You on 70. You're a little late right now. You still trying to think about getting you some coffee. Man,
slow
get
down
to work. Yeah, for real. Or whether you driving on Swope Parkway or you over there in Johnson Drive in Shawnee Mission, man, we appreciate and love you so much for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine. We love and appreciate you because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins that's on the Facebook stream. We are live on Hot 103 Jams page right now. If you want to see us in studio while we do what we do, please make sure you just type in Hot 103 Jams and you'll see us. Shout out to Stacey Davis, Henrietta Clark, David Minnick, Redonda Sawyer, Carver Harris, and Cynthia Rodriguez. She said, TGIF family. Oh, for sure. Thank God it is Friday in my LaMonica Logan voice. And then also on the Hustle and Shine text line, has been going crazy. Big love to Carmen Nard, always sending us some love. She said, y'all are my besties Monday through Friday. Happy Friday, cousins. Hey. Shout out to Sanaya and Zane, the DMB Divas. Shout out to Amora turning one, and Niecy, Jazz, Ty. And that was sent from Momo. Momo loves you. Hey, Miss Cindy. Shout out to... A happy birthday to...
Don't be acting up at the Soul Food Tour today, Miss Cindy.
Happy birthday to Cricket Prim. Big love to Ebony. Kevin Smith, being the best dad ever. And shout out to Jalen, Rylan, two besties over at University Academy. Have a great day. Anastasia Jackson, she want to send some love to David. Big Reese, AD, Shane Blaze, Brandocious, the Kirkwood and Solomon family. Major shout out to Stacey Davis, as I mentioned earlier, Rich Harris, and Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 74. Currently, it is 46. Sunny skies in Independence. Candy Barris was a guest on T.S. Madison's show, and she finally spoke up and denied the rumors that are out there that her and her estranged husband, Ty Tucker, got into it because of another person entering their marriage.
Let me be clear. Nothing that he and I had done together, okay, or anything that we had, anybody that we've hung out with or whatever, had nothing to do with our breakup.
Which is good to know, because if you know Candy Burris, she's not like an open book, but kind of, sort of. She's been very open about things in their relationship. And maybe having some friends has been one of those things that they've both been very open about. So there was a rumor recently like, oh, well, maybe it was somebody that they invited and things got out of hand. And so good to know.
I got $40.
$40 all you need.
$40 today.
$40 is when you got to sign an NDA. Yikes. Other news. Actor Clifton Powell finally responds to the backlash he's been receiving surrounding his viral comment about not learning how to love until 69.
We meet somebody who's a billionaire, they can help us understand how to get to that level. So she helped me by holding me accountable, by being patient with me, by talking to me, by helping me understand my childhood and some of the dysfunction, how to be a better man inside of a balanced romantic relationship. That's what I was trying to say.
All right, fellas, this is where we need women. For the ladies who feel like men, you know, we're only focused on one singular thing. Sometimes we are. Mm-hmm. Like, we're focused on providing and making sure that everything is straight behind the lines. Something that a lot of women ain't necessarily, at least the ones that I'm running across of. They're not.
All right, it's supposed to be very.
No, it's you got different women who come from different backgrounds. Absolutely. Or whatever. But in a traditional relationship, what I'm referring to, a lot of women don't have to worry about that. They worrying about how they feel and the love factor and all of that. Well, men, like the men who I grew up around providers. And it's like, we have to learn how to do that. You got to be patient with men sometimes, because that's not always on the front of our mind is how we feel and how we love and all of that. It's not. So it takes a total life change, dog, a total mindset change.
Definitely mindset
for some change. Men to really come up to that and come to the realization that, dang, how am I treating her is how she feels about me. And a lot of times we just don't know.
Yeah.
So you got women. This is, you have to teach men how to love. You have to. We just don't know how. And a lot of times, if you're talking to him and he's not getting it, there's another form of communication that he needs, man. There's another way to do it instead of just always talking to him and he's just steady not getting
it. Yeah. And I'm completely with you on that. And I also just also preference for people out there, whether you're a man or a woman, if it's somebody that's not getting it, there's a degree where you might have to reflect and just be like, you know what? I didn't know that I was going to sign up to be a therapist. If you have no patience, then maybe you should step back.
But you shouldn't be in no relationship or no marriage then if you ain't got no patience. None.
You have to have patience. And that's the thing that I just want to throw in there. Grace and mercy is very necessary. But I just wonder, when it comes to teaching people, what are you receiving back? Y'all both got to pour into each other. It's going to be different times. There's going to be seasons where you are not being able to pour into that person, and you would hope that they pour into you. And am I right?
Oh, you're 100% right.
So, you know, there's that.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech N9ne. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Girl Scout cookie season. And I know I have a variety of my favorites. Make sure you keep them over there with you, man. I hear them.
Got these lemonades on deck.
I hear the waistline expanding too.
Brick by brick, inch by inch, man.
I don't. You making it worse.
Paul.
We got Ms. Rochelle in the building. She's the CEO of Girl Scouts Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri. Good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning. I'm feeling good. It's cookie season. You gotta feel good during cookie season.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been talking about for the past 20 minutes off air.
Yeah, you brought these lemonades in here trying to cause some trouble.
I know, and I'm glad y'all didn't fuss it, because some people are like, where are the thin mints? So where are their Mm-mm. favorite cookies? And I'm like, every cookie's somebody's favorite, so I have to pick one right, when I go places.
Beggars can't be choosers. Real quick, what's your favorite, though?
My favorite. So, you know, honestly, up until this season, it was Thin Mint. Like, my whole life, Thin Mint.
Yeah.
But now those Caramel Delights, which in some places are called Samoas.
I'm
Caramel
familiar.
Delights are kind of creeping up there. So that may be my favorite now.
Now, I know sometimes people get so caught up in how good the cookies taste that they forget the mission of Girl Scouts. Could you remind us?
Right. So I'm going to share with you the mission of our cookie program. So for you all, it's cookie season. You all get the good treats. But for us, it's an entrepreneurship program. Mm-hmm. So Girl Scouts runs the world's largest entrepreneurship program for girls and leadership organization for girls. And so they get to learn how to be cookie bosses, as we call them,
do
marketing plans, inventory, mm-hmm. learn how to sell and interact with people. And it's an entrepreneurship program.
We need that in our community. Yeah. We're toward the end of Girl Scout season, right?
Yes. So our season started back in December. So girls can sell what we call through our digital cookie program. So some of you probably received links from family and friends to buy them as early as December, and you've been eating on them since then. But
don't be telling nobody business now. Somebody like, what? I told my church I was fasting. No, you wasn't. You was eating them Girl Scout cookies.
Right. But it runs for us until March. So depending on where you are in the country, the seasons run differently. So our season is December. March 14th to 15th will be your last day to get them. So the weather's going to be good this weekend. People should get out and check out these cookie booths in Kansas City this weekend.
And what? How can they locate a cookie booth near them?
So you can go to our website, which is GS for Girl Scouts, KS for Kansas, MO for Missouri. So gskmo.org/cookies and put in your zip code, and they're going to tell you where all the cookies are. So I peeped them out since I've been here. They're going to be some in South Kansas City on Price Chopper on Bannister, mm-hmm. Price Chopper on Truman Marketplace, Hy-Vee and Belton. We cover St. Joe to Topeka. Mm-hmm. So when you put in your zip code there, it'll tell you anywhere in this 47 counties to get cookies from girls.
And some of them parents be selling them outside of dispensaries.
Well, you know, we've slick. Seen them. We've seen
oh,
them.
Oh, that's smart. That's crazy. Places.
Bro, is it? Bro, I said,
that's
what
that entrepreneur
y'all?
Right there.
Yeah, I said,
that's
what awesome. Are y'all doing? I said, oh, my God. Just driving around. I said, oh, that's brilliant.
That's what we call a mixture of hustling and shining.
Right. Oh, right.
Exactly. Don't put us involved in that tomfoolery.
Hey, look, you heard it here. Those sign up. So please check for those booths. And I know that also that you all have a lot of scholarship opportunities. So it's a lot of opportunities within our girls that want to sign up. Can right. they go to the same website if you want to sign up those girls?
Yep, you sure can. So you can sign up your girls as young as 5 and as old as a senior in high school. As they approach their senior year in high school, they can be eligible for scholarships for any type of post-secondary education. Girl Scouts should be putting Girl Scouts on their resume, on yes. their college applications. It'll bring them to the top of the stack. We have an amazing leadership program where we're teaching girls courage, confidence, and character, and companies and schools recognize that. So please encourage your girls, even your high schoolers, mm-hmm. to stay engaged or get engaged with Girl Scouts.
Courage, get that green stamp.
And character. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to steal that.
Yeah.
We need a Hustle and Shine cookie. What we need like a...
What would be the flavor?
Like a cookie butter or whatever it is. Honey butter or whatever it is.
I like the cookie butter idea.
The cookie, yeah, that's cookie what butter. I
want. Yeah.
Whichever the Biscoff, whatever that is.
Oh, like that? Oh, that'd be fire. Yeah, like, we got
some little vanilla cream or something.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Let's get a meeting set on Teams and let's invite ChatGPT and we'll figure it out.
On Teams. Yeah. Man, we appreciate you so much for coming on Hustle and Shine this morning and giving us some of them lemonades that Deanna's finna tear up in a second.
Yes. And you
I'll
know
talk
what?
To y'all later.
And I'm going to plug one quick thing. We have a new cookie out this year called the Explore Moors. It's a Rocky Road inspired sandwich cookie. Ooh. So if you like sandwich cookie, if you like Rocky Road, check out the Explore Moors.
Okay, we're going to have to do that. Appreciate you.
Bon appetit.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103.10.
D, you ready to get in the booth?
I guess so.
Come on.
Yeah. You just be trying to get in the rhythm, you know, trying to get in the groove.
It's Best Friend Friday. Come on.
Something like that.
Come on.
Get up and get out. It's a Friday. Check or deposit. You just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Have a good weekend and we'll talk Monday.
Yeah, we kicking things off with the Soul Food Tour.
Yes, sir.
That's going down a little less than 3 hours, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Peace Tree on Eastwood. I'll see you there, cousins.
Get your $5 special.
You know
then a little bit later after that, I'll be posted up at Metro by T-Mobile off 6815 Longview Road at Metro by T-Mobile for the Qualify to Match Your Refund. You want $1,000? Well, you can pull up on location from 4 to 6 p.m. and you might be able to get qualified so you can get that wow.
Oh, and tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know, we closing out Black History Month the best way we know how. In all black. I'm black, black. Shout out to DJ Dupe. I'll be spinning alongside her at Aura. 10 p.m. tonight. Pisces season. Shout out to my emotional people out there. We love you, Pisces. We love you. We really do.
A little bit. Tomorrow morning. Nah, my brother's birthday is tomorrow. Love you, dog.
Oh, that's lit.
Jared. Black Community Fund Policy Brunch going down tomorrow morning at the Bruce R. Walker's Cultural Center. I'll be there.
Yeah. Brian B. Shining for Mayor.
Stop. Don't do that.
And then on a little bit later that day, 6 p.m.
Brian B. Shining for Mayor.
There it is. That's what I was like, though. 6 p.m. tomorrow, I'll be at Lee Summit North for the Step Show. Oh, my goodness. It's been a minute, and I love Lee Summit North because the energy is so crazy. They be doing flips I didn't even know you could do. So I can't wait for that.
For my grown people, R&B Shining is going down at In Good Company tomorrow night.
Shut up, Brian.
Yeah, me with a live band, R&B vibes, the best R&B vibes in Kansas City.
Might tell you a joke, but we'll never tell you a lie.
Shut up, Brian.
Then on Sunday, I'll be at the On Wax DJ Battle Record Bar, 4:30 p.m. sharp. I'll be hosting alongside Royal Chief. Of course, High 103 Jams will be representing in the building. So make sure you come out and watch the 8 local DJs compete for $1,000.
And of course, as always, this weekend, go with your best mind and your best spirit. And please, most of all, don't be an idiot.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time, high up 73, currently 53, sunny skies, and Operation Breakthrough. Comedian Tracy Morgan reveals he still gets freaked out when he drives on the highway at night, remembering that car accident that led him to being in a coma.
To make you appreciate life more. Me and my lady was just driving on the highway the other day, the other night, and she seen, really for the first time, me freak out a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I got hit at night. When you get hit like that, the brain automatically goes into protection mode. So that's where the coma came from. I'm just glad to be here talking to you.
Yeah, PTSD is real with any situation, anything traumatic that you done gone through, man.
Yeah. In other news, the California Supreme Court has rejected again a defense petition from singer Tory Lanez, meaning it will not review his case connected to the 2020 shooting of Megan Thee Stallion. Now, this is according to several outlets. It was reported, of course, in the past that Tory Lanez was found guilty in December of 2022 of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, having a loaded unregistered firearm in the vehicle and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. Of course, he was charged with, he was sentenced to 10 years in state prison. And so he's still doing his time, but he's trying to figure out a way to wiggle out of that. Yeah, so that's The Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine.
Real hot girl stuff.
Period.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those generous, easygoing, and artistic Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy heavenly birthday to classical singer Marian Anderson. Sending some birthday love to actor Stoney Jackson. A happy birthday to former NBA player Daniel Gibson. A big happy birthday to songwriter, actor, and singer Bobby Valentino. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to TV personality, model, actress, dancer, singer-songwriter who's given us timeless hits and member of the group TLC. A happy birthday to Chilla.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Tara Tennille Whipple, Cardell Miller, and Kristen Peppenmeyer. Sending birthday love to Joshua Moraine, Marv Thomas, and Matthew the Turkey Leg Man Montgomery. Happy birthday, Christopher Kelly Sr., Daniel Rentas, and Whitney Ransberg. Happy birthday, Christina Shell, Jen Aragon Banks, and Skiz DiBiase. Happy birthday, Mark Arity and Kay Clark. Plus from Teresa Davis, happy birthday to her sister, Wendy Green, and her friend, Lakina Williams and Lashina Williams. Happy birthday to y'all and everybody else born on February 27th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Hey, happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This mom from KCK.
Hi, cousin from KCK.
Uh-oh.
Hey, cousin.
You sound like a wild one. What's your check engine light looking like, man?
Oh, you know what? I'm traveling, trying to get a four time.
All right, cousin, we're going to try to hook you up with this. You know, we're going to figure out this whole connection situation you got going on with that jitterbug. We got a $30 Kansas Lottery instant ticket that we can hook you up with, but you got to finish these lyrics. So go ahead and sing along.
Okay.
How can a man I want to be without you and without you?
She went to the bridge. I got so much love in me. I got so much love in me. Baby, 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 baby. Baby, 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 baby. Hey!
I start pressing buttons. Oh, Lord. You excited, huh, cousin?
Yes, cousin.
You get that $30 Kansas Lotto instant ticket. That ticket can give you the chance to win up to $100,000, and you now qualify for $20,000 in bonus drawings. If you get all that money, what'll be the first thing you spend it on?
My son.
Got to. You're a great man.
Take care of the kids.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
After Hustling Time. Hot 103 Jam, baby. And don't forget the Sunday beat.